Hey, this is Cotton Balls, and you're listening to another twat. Today should be Thursday, September 7th, 2006. And today I'm going to be talking to you about wireless security. When it comes to wireless security, two things usually pop up into everybody's head. WPA and WEP, WEP and WPA. Now, if I understand this correctly, WPA is the successor of WEP, and WPA has a couple of vulnerabilities, and so does WEP. First, WEP is a security protocol that is in the standard of 802.11b, the Wi-Fi standard. Now, what WEP does is it encrypts everything end-to-end encryption. So that means that from the computer to the access point, it's being encrypted. From laptop to the access point or router, it's being encrypted. Now, even though this is pretty good encryption and pretty good, a pretty decent security protocol, it still has many vulnerabilities. Certain vulnerabilities include maybe modifying the packet stint and just basically having access to different networks and different than you're supposed to. So the web security protocol is not necessarily a win-win situation. It's another security protocol you might want to understand is WPA, which stands for Wi-Fi Protected Access. What this does is it basically does the same thing as WEP, except that it's just a little bit more enhanced and a little bit better encryption. It uses encryption like TKIP, which stands for Temporal Key Integrity Protocol. It also used EAP, which stands for Extensible Authentication Protocol. Now, when normally using WPA, it normally just allows you to have user authentication, passwords, keys. There's more ways to authenticate yourself with the router or server. Now, right this moment, if you're on a wireless connection, your packets are being broadcast through your router and by your adapter inside your computer. They're being broadcast all over the just air, and they're being sent to the router and then going across the LAN and so on. Now, it's very easy to intercept those packets and basically just find out exactly what you're doing. You know, like common web packets, HTTP packets going across the web will show all the websites you're going to, you know, what exactly the website's sending to you, what you're typing to the websites, you know, input, output, standard things like that. It's all being broadcast. Now, using WPA and WEP, this would allow you to only allow certain people that have the key, that have the password onto the network. What this would do, it would make it a little bit harder for attackers to get onto the network, and not only make it harder, but it would also be encrypting everything, so it would also make it harder to decrypt everything since everything's being encrypted. A couple tips that would only help you in your wireless security would you go to your router's configuration. You should see something like channels, where you can change what channel the wireless signal is being broadcasted on. The common ones are usually 6 and 11. You know, try changing this number so, you know, it'll be a little bit harder for attackers to figure out what channel you're on. Wireless channel range from 1 to 11, I believe. And this would also minimize interference from other networks around you, other wireless networks around you. And also another tip would be to change the SSID. If you go around having your SSID as Netgear, and someone looks at Netgear and it comes up with a list of vulnerabilities and exploits you can use, it'd be a lot easier for them to figure out what to do against your network or router. Instead of going around broadcasting your SSID as Netgear, change it to something a little bit, you know, difficult, you know, as maybe your John Doe's wireless, you know, or something that's not default. So it would be a little bit harder to figure out what router you're working on and whatnot. And also change a lot of things from the default. Instead of having the default admin and password for your router configuration, change it. Just change a lot of things from the default instead of keeping a default, because there's many lists upon lists that are continuously being updated for default admins and default administrator passwords. So make sure you change a lot of things that instead of just keeping that as default. Also, you might want to do MAC filtering, where only specific MAC addresses can connect onto the network. This will eliminate a lot of foreign connections onto the network, which once again will just only make it harder for attackers to get in and steal packets and find out what you're doing. This has been Cotton Balls with Twat, September the 7th on a Thursday. Any comments, concerns, questions, please contact me in the Infonomicon IRC channel. I'm usually there. And if I'm not going to be there, then you can probably just send me a note with my bot. If my bot is in the channel, you can just send me a little note and I'll get it the next time I come into the channel. For different ways how to use my bot to contact me, just ask around or use the help feature that should be there. And if my bot isn't there, then I guess it's just what they meant to be. That's pretty much it, man. Just take it easy and keep doing what you do.